is the Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On one occasion when Jesus... That was last week. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000. If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So, therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." The Gospel of the Lord, the good news. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grab my water. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. Here we are, kickoff Sunday, or Rally Sunday, as other congregations call it, the beginning of our program year. The breezy, carefree days of summer are over, and it's back to school, back to work, back to regular life. And so we're ringing the bells, literally, right? We blessed the backpacks. We've got some special music and a pop-up choir. We've got folks from the health cabinet to share a mission moment with us this morning. And we've got Jesus encouraging us on in our mission together, helping us to kick off the year in style. Good old gentle Jesus leading us with a tender hand, encouraging us with words of hope and of guidance. Our pal Jesus showing us the way, teaching us, saying things like, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple." Wait. Sorry, that's got to be the wrong verse, right? Here it is. "Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Now, come on. That's not it. "So, therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." These can't be the verses for kickoff Sunday. I mean, we're supposed to be juicing it up, you know, getting the energy flowing, generating some excitement about our life together here at Christ the King, about wow and choir and bells and Wednesday fellowship meals, not bringing everybody down with hard words and hard instructions about hating our loved ones and giving away all our stuff. I mean, come on! What are we supposed to do with this, Jesus? What am I supposed to do with this? I need to stand up here and give some inspiring words to people, to boost you up, to get the people excited for the work and fun that lay ahead of us this fall and throughout the year. I got to be able to get up here and do what Rick did last week, right? And all you've got to give me is hate each other and give it all away, pick up the cross? What? Come on. Wait a minute. Do what Rick did last week. Do what Rick did. W-W-R-T-D. What would Ricky T do? I know. I got it. I've got it. I've got it. Oh, yeah, here we go. Grab the music stand here. And let's bring it over here and kind of get it set up just so. Right. This ought to... Wait. I know what I need to do. Just a second. Sorry. Thank you, David. Perfect. Okay. Okay. All right. Last week, Rick did a wonderful job wearing orange. No, seriously, you did look great in orange. Rick did a wonderful job reminding us that the church is not a building, but a community, a gathering of people founded on Christ's teaching and grounded in love for one another and the world. But he did look good in that orange shirt, didn't he? Yeah. It's a good move. Jesus' teachings to the crowd that we read this morning, well, his teachings for us this morning, aren't easy to wrap our hearts and minds around. Words like hate are tough to swallow. And we run a risk by either underplaying it or overemphasizing these words. Certainly Jesus is being a little hyperbolic here, using exaggeration to get his point across. Jesus certainly does not encourage hatred of one another, especially within the family relationship. That is not a message of Luke's gospel or any of the four gospels. Jesus does not call upon us all to live lives of abject poverty either. But Jesus understood that the life of discipleship, following him in all that we say and all that we do, well, it has a cost. Just as the church is not a building, but a gathering of people, the life of faith is not simply a set of beliefs that we profess or prayers that we utter in private. Our faith isn't only what we do on Sunday morning, closed up in our mighty fortress on the corner of 86th and Fremont. Our faith isn't just the words that we whisper in the quiet of our hearts when we are at home alone. Our faith is what we do with our lives. Our faith is what we do with our jobs. Our faith is what we do with our stuff. Our faith, as we have been talking about these last many weeks, is what we are called to do all the time. And so, what better way, then, to kick off this Sunday than with a kick in the rear from Jesus, reminding us that our faith in God, our following of Christ, is meant to be not just spoken or sung about, not only to be the work of our silent prayers, but to be lived every day. As New Testament scholar Mitzi J. Smith puts it, one, in order to follow Jesus, one must be willing to champion the cause of the poor and the diseased, to view one's calling as more expansive than the confines of the temple or the church, to sometimes buck traditions and those who view those traditions as infallible, to live a life of relative poverty, unwilling to take bribes and to amass wealth on the backs of the oppressed and unaware, to struggle for the alleviation of poverty and a living wage for all at the expense of one's own privilege, and to expand one's conception of family to include neighbors far and near. To put it another way, a couple of years ago in a staff meeting when we were talking about a text similar to this, Pastor Rory reminded us of something he had read or another quote from another person, which is, how do we get ourselves to the place of mourning the death of someone else's child the same as we might mourn the loss of our own? Carrying the cross is a daily struggle, Mitzi Smith continues with. And the commitment must be renewed every day when confronted with the temptation to lay it down. The life of following Christ, of living out this faith in our daily, day-to-day existence is not easy. It never was easy. But we can do it. If we have convinced ourselves that praying silently at home, coming to worship, singing the songs on Sunday morning, and that being it, we're doing it wrong. So, let's do it right. Let us sing, yes, speak, yes, and pray our faith as strongly as ever on Sunday morning or Wednesday night or before meals or before bed. Let us give of our time and give of our riches and give of our love as freely with all as we would our own family, as we would our own church. For after all, that is what Jesus calls us to do this morning and always. Because after all, that is what God first did for all of us. Amen.